together. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 24th day of June 2009. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Paul Joseph Watson, editor and analyst over at PrisonPlanet.com, will be joining us, detailing an excellent breakdown he's done on the latest developments inside the staged events, the circus that is going on in Iran, leading towards the military bombardment of the nation if the globalists have their way. So we'll be going over that coming up in 30 minutes. Then we have David Jones, Pastor David Jones, and Dean Broyles coming on the transmission. They were out in San Diego, remember, a month or so ago? And the zoning inspector showed up taking photos of their house, trying to interrogate the guy's wife, ordering her to answer questions, no more Fourth Amendment, saying you're not allowed to have prayer services. Do you say the name of God? Do you say amen? And they said yes. And they said, all right, we're going to start fining you. There wasn't even a law. This is how they roll. Just like they get on the news and say, oh, everyone must take whatever vaccines the drug companies say. It is the law. There is no law, not in any state, not in any city in the United States. You got to take vaccines. It's all a giant hoax. And when you find out most zoning laws are hoaxes or don't exist or are misapplied, when you find out there's no law to take vaccines, it's all based on con artist fraud. But they will still send you to prison for not even breaking a law. They send people to jail for political signs in their yards under zoning when they're not even under the zoning. They arrest people for giving police Ron Paul videos and take them to trial. This is how America operates, ladies and gentlemen. They'll say, you gave somebody a Ron, this is on record, a Ron Paul video of him speaking on the House floor. That's a threat to police, and they call it terroristic threats to police, and that they impanel a jury, and they try to send you to prison. That was the case of course, Kelly Rushing, Lyon County, Kentucky. There's many of these. This is a criminal rogue government. I mean, you think there's a law against police pulling you over in Texas and Alabama and Florida and Oklahoma and just grabbing the cash right out of your wallet, pistol whipping you if you argue? They just do it. They go on TV and say, yeah, we do it. We got the weapons. We rule you. Does this happen in the Old West? It happened over and over again in New York and Boston with corrupt police forces. The citizens sometimes have to physically throw them out. But, see, they got modern propaganda and said nobody in blue can do wrong. Nobody in the government can do wrong. Obama cannot lie. George W. Bush cannot lie. The CIA never lies when their charter is to lie. By the way, Paul Watson's written a big article about Obama yesterday saying in a press conference that it's ridiculous and just saying it's preposterous. I mean, it's like saying a penguin is black and white. It's like saying the sun is yellow. It's like saying water is wet. It's like saying, it's just insane. It's like saying nice cold Coca-Cola and after you mowed the lawn is delicious. It's just so it's so crazy. That's right. It's insane to say the CIA is involved in Iran in any way or involved in this. They're just publicly on record doing it. And he's not from Kenya. And his daddy wasn't a communist. And Clinton didn't have sex with that woman. And Africa tried to ship yellow cake uranium to Saddam. He's got WMDs in Iraq. And a lone gunman killed Kennedy, too. Big show lined up for you today. Stay with us.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading the 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The global engineers, the people building the planetary government, the control grid, the eugenics extermination, crucible, the technological terror, the dehumanizing mechanisms, the scientific dictatorship are moving on all fronts. Anti-Second Amendment bills are racing through the House and Senate. Giant carbon tax, micromanagement, complete internationalization, not just federalization, of every industry, every state in the United States, and every other major nation is racing. Total government takeover so they can operate their eugenics systems and the government can engage in medicine, not doctors, is racing through the legislative process. They're gearing up for confrontation with Iran, Syria, Russia, Pakistan, North Korea. Everything is in flux. Everything is in motion now. We have reached jump point, and things are only going to move quicker from here on out. If we speak up, if we stand up, if we culture jam the globalist disinformation operations
We may be able to stop them starting World War III. The RAND Corporation and others and every major financial expert and political expert and congressmen and women we have on here tell you the globalists are planning to launch a worldwide war as a pretext to bring in their world government. It's on paper. The globalists admit it. They're so arrogant and think the public is so dumbed down watching their football and basketball and baseball and just trying to make ends meet and putting their kids on Prozac and Ritalin that they're not going to pay attention to what's happening. The establishment can bring us into crises, economic, societal, military, so big that people will get into such fear, they'll just sit back and say, okay, we're turning off the thinking process, we'll do whatever you want. You want to put youth brigades on the streets? You want to put tattletale squads on the streets? You want to have federalized local private groups that forcibly inspect your home and ranches and farms and control every facet of your life and do environmental audits weekly on you? Do it. Because most of you out there are going to have jobs in this grid. They're converting the old wreckage of the free market that the system that the establishment used to consolidate power into a vertically integrated parasite economy, a police state economy owned by them. Complete conversion. See, first they get you deindustrialized and dependent on a global system and a mercantile system where different forms of manufacturing are in different sectors of the world. This is on record. David Rockefeller brags about it. They put out movies in the 70s throwing it in your face how they run it like rollerball, where this city's energy and that city's finance and this city's manufacturing and this city's media, where they're phasing out the books and everything's on the computers. And in the first phase, they let there be free information only to destroy the old infrastructure of paper media. Then they're going to clamp down and shut down the free internet and only have certain control grid news where there'll be no local media to even counteract what's coming in from the central command systems. It's all a master game of advanced mega chess with tens of thousands of pieces in flow, algorithm computers with specialized idiot savants in key positions running the game with overall generalist masterminds coordinating amongst themselves and fine-tuning the master program. It is a formidable group of master psychopaths operating against free humanity. But if you break your conditioning, turn on your innate survival mode, jack in to the higher levels of cognitive analysis, realize it's game on, realize the game they're playing, the system you're in, you can learn it very quick. There are more of us than there are them, and we can defeat the matrix grid that's being set up. This is the beginning of the matrix being built. And I don't mean the matrix they're talking about. I mean the Pentagon matrix. Just Google that. You'll read documents from the 60s where they describe a matrix of control, a matrix of false news, a matrix of disinformation . The head of CIA counterintelligence, I was watching a documentary from the 90s on History Channel called Inside the CIA, and there they were admitting the matrix false reality grid they're trying to lay down over the world and the American people, where they feed on their own people and live in a culture of lies and deceit and fear, where they burn their own minions. And the CIA itself is just one titular head of a larger complex, most of the real intelligence and spying and murdering and espionage being carried out by private merc forces. And they wear $4,000 suits. They fly around the world in their Gulfstream jets. And they lay siege to free humanity. So that's coming up today. Climate bill set for vote. Deal is reached in the Wall Street Journal. Rupert Murdoch owned. Rupert Murdoch on record pledging his entire media empire to set up the global carbon tax. And the media puts out these little narratives to manipulate people, especially women. Oh, he didn't believe in it till his new wife convinced him, and now he cares about the earth. No, he's a mouthpiece for the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha crime syndicate. The NFL says global warming's real. ExxonMobil says it's real and calls for world tax, and they're going to give it to you. This is absolute bondage where you will pay your taxes directly into the coffers of private interest. Hundreds of new taxing private authorities. Government money, federal, state, international. Your tax money going to build Al Gore's new tin can car company. And why not? Why shouldn't he say he invented the internet when he had nothing to do with it? Why shouldn't he say global warming's man-made when it's the sun and a normal 12-year cycle? Why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't he say he built the earth? They say that Kim Jong-il's father basically created the planet in North Korea. Why not have total insanity? Why not just believe anything? I give you the analogy, the parable, the parallel of the Aztecs, just one dominant group in the Mayan civilization at the end of its golden era, into its collapse. And if you were teleported back 1,000 years ago and saw the smoke rising and people sacrificing their own children hundreds and hundreds a day, but that was the main meat supply, and that they, the priest class, funded themselves predominantly off the sale of human flesh in the markets, you would think that was insane. But if you were there amongst those lunatics, you would be the lunatic. This is the key to it. And Karl Rove, when he was in front of the New York Times and the Washington Post at a cocktail party, they said, but hundreds of thousands of Iraqis are dead. This was only a year and a half into the invasion. Now it's over 1,300,000. And it really, there were no WMDs. And he said, you don't get it. He laughed at him. He said, you don't count anymore. Even you, our slaves, don't. We tell you what reality is today. You go report it. And then tomorrow we'll completely change it again and you'll do it because you don't count. We're history's actors now. And the arrogant, power-tripping New York Times, Washington Post, Black Op, CIA Nellies didn't like hearing they weren't important anymore. That it wasn't a nuanced twisting of society. That the old facade of, oh, well, we're still the good guys, and if we don't take over, somebody else will. No, it was all, look, it's all false reality, Winston. Shut up and report whatever I say. If 24 hours ago we say we've always been at war with East Asia, and when I tell you 24 hours later we've never been at war with East Asia, you're going to report it. You understand? You're just a monkey, a grocer. You do what I say. You understand? You don't count. You don't like hearing that, do you, spooks? You don't like not feeling important when I get up here on air and I tell you they're shooting you up full of cancer viruses and mercury. It's a fact. Just Google cancer viruses and vaccines. You'll have every mainstream article you can imagine always. Oh, we don't know why these viruses were in there and it does cause cancer, but oh, the government. Oh, they got caught the UN sterilizing women in health clinics again in the Africa, and it's tied into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, and Bill Gates' daddy just used to be the head of Planned Parenthood and still on the board, and he was in Army Intelligence. Oh, IBM's a giant, Microsoft's a giant, all of them are big giant eugenics wrecking crews. And you think up there in your little office at the New York Times or your little office at the Austin American Statesman, little CIA editors, you think you're immune from it. Well, it's sad to have to kill the Africans and the Latin Americans and cull them. But you know it's for the earth and it's for resources. Hey, dummy. You're under attack too, Dumbo. See, you're not a pet puppy. Like Mark Kornke likes to say, it's a good term. You're not a pet puppy either. Oh, a lot of you are just control freaks on power trips. You're not real psychopaths. Oh, but you're in a psycho's game now. Oh, you like to exercise power over the people under you, but you're starting to figure out that you're part of something real nasty now, aren't you? Oh, and the arrogant, yuppie laugh, the fake self-assuredness, that rings hollow, doesn't it, right now? Mm-hmm. Tell you what, go ahead and go on in there to the office and drink some tap water. Show yourself Alex is a liar. Come on, taste it. Taste all the poisons and chemicals. Drink a big pitcher of it and have a big migraine headache tonight. Tell yourself it was good for you. The government loves you. You're part of the elite.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
All right, we've got Paul Watson coming up in the next segment.
Know where John called home. He just drifted in.
Break down what's happening in Iran.
Didn't say much, kind of quiet.
And we'll get into what the psychopathic zoning people are doing around the country. This is all internationally written, internationally standardized. This is one of the biggest forms of tyranny coming down in our republic. They steal a lot of old people's homes here in Austin. They've got a record of when they've had a heart attack or when they're dying of cancer, and then they come and fine them $2,000 a day for 3-inch grass, and then they have the city come in and steal the property, and then in semi-secret auctions give it to local officials. It's how they roll. It's how the black ops. How the black ops roll here in the Mafia America. Oh, and I've gone and named names and done TV programs about it here locally, and they just say, yeah, that's how it is. We're going to take everything you got and hope you like it. And under the new global system with the new carbon credits and the carbon inspectors in your home, it's going to be under international force of law. So you cannot exaggerate how evil and criminal-filled government is. And, boy, everybody's going to love new government health care, where they set the standards and the feds have already federalized all the prescriptions and tell the doctors what they can and can't do off these computer terminals they've got to file everything on. If you like the VA medicine and you like the medical system of Indian Affairs, Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the great sterilization and eugenics medical care they get, hell, it's mainstream news in the U.S. and Canada. The Indian Affairs, Bureau of Indian Affairs, they don't even just sterilize little boys and girls. A lot of times they just kill them. That's even in the Canadian news. Still going on. See, the really smart, hardcore racist, they don't run around with big Nazi swastikas on their arms yelling Heil Hitler. They wear sandals and have ponytails. And they're so loving to the blacks. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got a guest, by the way, in the last hour to come on and cover all of that. You can call Planned Parenthood up and say, I'd like to fund the murder of black babies. Specifically, I hate blacks. And they're like, oh, we nunders. Oh, yes, give the money. We'll allot it specifically to get rid of blacks. And then you get to read in Time Magazine and Newsweek every few years how great Margaret Sanger is and how much she loves the blacks. And the media teaches you, you know, if somebody says something like, I don't like Barack Obama, then you hate all blacks, when he's not even African, he's 6%. But see, if you're actually murdering black people, oh, how liberal, oh, so sweet. So you like the Veterans Affairs and you like the Bureau of Indian Affairs and all the great medical care they give them? You like government health care? Well, you're going to get it, and you're going to get carbon taxes, and you're going to get all the water supply seized by the feds and the Federal Reserve. It's federal in name only. Doesn't even need all these new bills they're passing piecemeal. It's announcing total control over anything connected to the economy. Congress can't look into it. The president, no one. Pure dictatorship by the bankers, and they're getting all the laws in line for it. And the bureaucratic corps and the New York Times reports, well, thank God Obama's given felons a chance. They're hiring felons to come inspect your home, part of the new Green Corps. Because felons, they know how to get the job done. Stalin knew that. Hitler knew that. Pol Pot knew that. Fidel Castro knew that. Julius Caesar knew that. And you know what? They're doing what it takes to get the economy back on track. And they're hiring felons and illegal aliens to fill the Army and Marine Corps. That's good, too. They got all these glorification pieces. Every time I turn CNN on, it seems they're glorifying, he lost his fingers in Iraq. And he wasn't even a citizen. Now he is. Oh, how wonderful. I mean, they're not just like the British military kept the German mercenaries separate in separate divisions and separate corps. Now they just bring them right in. It'd have been like just if the Redcoats were made up of the Hessian mercs. Oh, they're felons, too. Oh, the Washington Post did an article, so the Washington Times years ago, about how great it was they were hiring aggravated felons for the military. That's who we need. The Dirty Dozen. Kelly's Heroes. Hollywood says it's good. They can get the job done. Thank goodness for them. Oh, look. Oh, look, they're wearing black and red uniforms. It's shitty year. And Obama fired his director of it because he didn't like the money laundering.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
You know, when I first got into this, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, I was going to city council meetings. Kind of mainline Republican, defend the Second Amendment, don't let the city council steal all these ranches and farms, claiming it was for the water supply and the aquifer, and then turning around and openly taking the building restrictions off after they had seized the property and building hotels, golf courses, five-star resorts, huge developments openly run by the city council people and mayors. Just absolute criminal activity in everybody's face. I got involved. And then 14 years ago, got on Access TV, and then a year later, in 1996, got a radio show here locally. Fell right in my lap. They were about to switch formats from rock and roll to talk on 98.9 KJFK. It's Spanish music now. Not even the kind I like, the mariachi music. It's like that pop stuff. I don't like English pop really either, so c'est la vie. The issue is, the point is, that when I got on the air, I knew about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order and a little bit about eugenics, and I thought it was amazing levels of evil and corruption, and I knew maybe 1/100th, maybe, of what I knew now. And everything I talk about is documented and on the record, folks. And I'm sorry it sounds horrific and horrifying. It's admitted fact. And we're going into a totally engineered, totally managed, organized, top-down society that will make the Soviet Union and Mao's China look freewheeling and libertarian. And when I say that, I mean it. And the evidence is legion. Now, I'm going to go over climate bill set for vote after deal is reached, Wall Street Journal, ABC News, Obama, we will get health care reform this year, reform. People think of the word reform as good. If you run out in front of a Mack truck and it splatters you all over the cement, hitting you at 80 miles an hour, you're reformed. Reform just means change. See, but they've changed the semantical meaning. People are like, oh, I want it fixed. I want some free health care. And Obama's like, you know, only 20% don't have it. And I know 80% don't want it. But, you know, we got to take care of people. They're not going to take care of you. They're going to give you eugenics. You're going to get an aspirin for a heart attack like the Native Americans get. You're going to get sterilized. Oh, you want your health care, ma'am? Well, the CPS has got to talk to you first about this baby you're about to have. I mean, this is what it means. Oh, God, I don't want to go into bondage, folks. I hate these people. I hate how they get away with all this corruption. It's a sick joke. How much more do they have to get away with? You think government's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. This is real. I mean what I'm saying. I said what I meant. And I'm faithful 100%, ladies and gentlemen. I document everything at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then we're going to get into all the water grabbing and everything else and take your calls and the zoning, trying to take everybody's property and harassing everybody. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. I couldn't believe it when I found out they were stealing old people's houses in Austin, that they had a database of when they were critically ill with cancer or heart attacks and when they were either widowed or widower or single. And they have special units of cops that come around and arrest the old people, and then they put liens on their houses and foreclose on them. They'll run up in 2 weeks a $14,000 bill on Rolling Ellingston. I mean, these people are as criminal as hell itself. I just can't believe that was 15 years ago. I just hate these. They just get away with evil, and I got to watch TV ads and everything, worshiping the government, paid for with our tax money. It's broke. We're disgusting. We're filthy. Let's admit what we are. Have some mourning for what we've turned into. Have some repentance so we can change what we've turned into. And then there's this. I'm going to cover this first for the next 20 minutes with Paul Joseph Watson. Obama claims CIA involvement in Iran patently false. And we've got the clip. I forgot to send it to you guys. Well, you YouTube, Obama says CIA not in Iran. I meant to send it to you this morning. I forgot. Just so people can hear the guy saying it before we go over this. Because Paul Watson wrote a detailed two-page report that's each paragraph's got links to their own admissions, but this doesn't even cover half of it. We need some master article, Paul, that then shows how the BBC put out fake photos and admits it, and how Bush put the executive order out to call for a revolution and destabilization. And because, I mean, you read Paul's article, it proves this is staged in Iran, but there's even more proof. And look, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't like big government itself. Almost all government is extremely corrupt in all times in history. The mullahs are involved in all sorts of corruption and controlling the economy and profiting for their families. Standard. Are they 1/100th as systematic, as scientific, and evil and tyranny? No. They actually rationalize what they do and their ideologues and believe in what they're doing. That's why the globalists absolutely hate them. They just absolutely can't stand them. And the governments are involved in all sorts of corruption and problems, and we're on record about that. The point is, Iran's been overthrown twice by the United States and England on record. That's at CIA history. You can go to CIA.gov, and they brag about it. Now they stage terror attacks and blame it on the government. Last time they staged terror attacks on mosque, blamed it on Mohammed Mossadegh, the secular leader, overthrew it, then double-crossed the mullahs and put in the Shah, whose son they're trying to put in right now. And they're going to discredit this new guy, who it turns out is the commander of the Beirut bombings, the attacks on the Marines, the real terrorist leader. But then before that, the foreign secretary agent to the U.S., so he's the guy involved in Iran-Contra, too. So this guy's a total spook. Mosawi is a piece of work. So I wanted Paul to chronicle all of this and run through it right now, because he can do it in a measured, focused manner. I'm always pausing to gasp for breath just at how amazing this is. So the bottom line is, that girl gets killed, people get killed, it's terrible, it's horrible, just like when the police shoot people in the face after the Red Sox victory and the young woman bleeds to death and the police seal the footage of that. They don't want to show you dead and dying Iraqis. They don't want to show you the globalist-funded Al-Qaeda blowing up mosques and school buses in Iran and the White House admitting they did it and Obama continuing what Bush did. That's on record. This is all meant not to bring down Iran. It's meant to create an image of demonization for the Iranian government so it can be toppled with military bombardment. And then even if the mullahs can stay in power, it will then knock them back to the Stone Age. And that's what the globalists want. They don't want any industrialized first world nation, and Iran is a glistening, beautiful country, in many cases, that looks cleaner and more modern than Chicago or New York. They do not want it, and they want to blow it to kingdom come like they did Serbia. And they used Al-Qaeda to attack Serbia, and when Serbia fought back, they said, oh my gosh, look, they're murdering innocent Muslims. And it's a setup, ladies and gentlemen. It's a setup. It always is. It's divide and conquer. They use Sunni against Shiite in Iraq. And Shiite against Sunni in Iran. Sunni against Shiite, same thing. Shiite against Sunni. Back and forth. All manipulation. All to knock that country out. And then a lot of Americans go, well, that's why we stay on top. USA ain't number one. We've been used to fund this. We get the blame. It's offshore globalists kamikazing us into these countries. Everybody knows the U.S. and England are funding and running all this. And then Obama gets up on TV. He gets up on TV and says, this is ridiculous. Paul Watson, I mean, Obama a month ago was doing overtures to Iran of peace, and I'm on record. I wish listeners would find the clip because I don't have a staff to do it. But I've been on the air over and over again. When he did that overture to Iran, I said, they're going to attack Iran or stage a revolution. Anytime he does something, it's the opposite. He tells you he doesn't introduce gun bills, that's all he does. He tells you he's not going to grab your property, it's all he does. He tells you there's no compulsory service, they try to pass the bills. He tells you he's not going to hire any lobbyists, that's all he does is hire lobbyists. He tells you everything he says is a lie. Paul Watson.
Hello, Ollie. It's good to be back.
Hey, bro. So break it down for us, your excellent article, Obama claims CIA involvement in Iran patently false. Break it down.
Well, that's right. A few days ago, Obama admitted to the fact that the 1953 overthrow of the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in Iran was accomplished by means of the CIA. Now, that fact is documented historical fact. It's not disputed anymore. And yet, there are some neocons who like to hang out at the Free Republic site, which I came across when I was researching this again earlier today, who still deny the fact that the CIA was even involved in the 1953 overthrow of Mossadegh. So that's the level of denial going on. And then with this question,
well, that's because they hate radical Muslims so much they can't believe the radical Muslims are the sword of the New World Order, the sword of victory over all free societies.
Right, and then with the question about is the CIA involved in the current unrest, one of the first links to pop up if you research that in Google, is this Free Republic thread where somebody posts an article asking, are the CIA involved? As we'll explain, it's not even debatable. But then the responses to it are, I don't care. I hope the CIA are involved. I certainly won't shed a tear if they are. Another one says, I certainly hope so. Of course they are. And they're actually, this is the horrible irony of it all. They're not that we support Ahmadinejad, and we've had to emphasize that over and over again because some people have difficulty holding more than one thought in their head at one time. But these neocons are supporting Mousavi, who in the 80s, as you mentioned earlier, directed the terrorist campaign and selected the terrorists to carry out the Beirut barracks bombing and others in the 1980s.
They love him.
This is the guy who oversaw the murder of hundreds of U.S. Marines. 220 U.S. Marines died in the Beirut barracks bombing that was directed by Mousavi. And all these neocons are now supporting him and saying that, good, the CIA should overthrow Ahmadinejad and put in the very regime that slaughtered hundreds of U.S. Marines in the 80s. So you have that going on. Then you've got talking heads on establishment media news networks who have suddenly found this new concern for the mistreatment of protesters, which is obviously absent whenever it's anybody protesting against the war in Iraq.
Well, here's an example. In China, all over the place, the police are caught dealing drugs, killing people, running mafia ops. Whole cities are falling to the Chinese people. The police are machine-gunning them. We have all the YouTube videos of them shooting people, attacking villagers, and none of our news will carry it because they love China. They won't show a young girl bleeding to death there. In fact, or they'll show them choking some woman, taking her to a mobile execution van, saying it's good. Or melting people's flesh down for cosmetics sold in finer cosmetic stores in the U.S. Exactly. They only show somebody dying in a tragic way when it aids them so they can blow entire skyscrapers up with giant 2,000-pound smart bombs, blowing women and children into little pieces. Then the neocons will say they love it. Oh, but right now they're so upset for her. Oh, I mean, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a giant chess game. They want to overthrow Iran. They admit they were in there trying to start revolutions. They admit they said that this guy, the opposition leader, lost. Well, first they were saying he won 2 hours before the polls closed. Then the government comes out and said, no, he lost. This is all a pure setup.
And Alex, you've got former CIA heads on the news. There was one on Wolf Blitzer the other day, you know, saying that we should track all the mistreatment of the protesters because there's a brutal regime in place that tortures protesters and dissidents. A former CIA head, it was the CIA that trained SAVAK after the 1953 overthrow, trained them in torture techniques that they copied from the Nazis. But now the CIA is all concerned about how dissidents in Iran are treated. Now, obviously, we don't want anyone to be mistreated, but it just shows the rampant level of hypocrisy involved. And as you
mentioned, it's totally insane. And now the stooge son of the Shah keeps crying like Glenn Beck on TV with fake crying, saying he's so sad for this girl when his father murdered at least 300,000 people, ripping children's tongues out in front of their parents on record. The CIA's running around torturing everybody, but, oh, with no proof, oh, they might be torturing. This is the just disgust, and now blowing up the Marines is good.
Yeah, the neocons now support a terrorist who killed hundreds of U.S. Marines. That's patriotic now, I guess. Now, the election itself, there was an independent American pollster non-profit organization that went in there days before the election, and they published their results on June 15th in the Washington Post. They found, through their polls prior to the election, that Ahmadinejad was leading by more than a 2-to-1 margin.
Because he was doing an anti-corruption campaign against the other group that is one of the most powerful factions. Ahmadinejad was actually popular with the people, weak with the elite.
Exactly. It's the rich elite in Iran that support Mousavi. But they found that, and this is an independent Emmy Award-winning American polling company, this is not Iranian state TV, and they found that Ahmadinejad was going to win by a bigger margin than he actually did. And in fact, his strongest voting bloc was people aged from 18 to 24. Now, you've got some the westernized youth and some of the university graduates that are supporting Mousavi for their own reasons, and then you've got direct, blatant CIA involvement, which Obama denied, yet is admitted and on the record. 2007, ABC News, London Telegraph, and others reported that President Bush had given the CIA approval to launch covert black operations to achieve regime change in Iran.
Stay there. Yeah, it's on record. And they admitted four groups, three of them Sunni Wahhabis, with the number three in Al-Qaeda, launching attacks in Iran. Oh, our news didn't show those blown-up school buses and mosques and dams. Oh, no, they don't do that. They love Al-Qaeda.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time to stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
I've made it clear that the United States respects the sovereignty of the Islamic Republic of Iran and is not interfering with Iran's affairs. But we must also bear witness to the courage and the dignity of the Iranian people and to a remarkable opening within Iranian society. And we deplore the violence against innocent civilians anywhere that it takes place.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
It's just so insulting, Paul Watson, from PrisonPlanet.com. to have the CIA announce, really it was first in the news 6 years ago, after the forces were in Iraq, that they were destabilizing Iran, creating revolutionary groups in the students, while at the same time applying pressure on the government from Sunni Wahhabi groups. And then 2.5 years ago, they went ahead and the White House put a press release out and said, yeah, we're staging terror attacks over there. And then it's admitted they're bombing mosques with people in them, blowing them all up, blowing up Shiites. I mean, just outrageous crimes. And the public's so dumbed down, they can't find Iran on a map. I keep getting emails going, I want to kill you, Alex. You just love them camel riders, them Arabs. They're not Arabs, dummies. They're more closely to, you know, Pakistanis or Indians than they are Arabs. They're Persians. But all I'm doing is saying it's a lie. The CIA admits they're there. But they're so arrogant that the CIA admits they're there doing it and then go on the news and say they're not. I mean, it's all about insulting you. Whether you want Iran to be nuked or not and hate them and want to kill every one of them. I mean, why just go along with the lie, though? Because it's all part of just being a bunch of morons. And the fake conservatives, it just reminds me of how disgusting they are. Because I got them emailing me and stuff going, oh, now you love the Iranians. And they'll even say that blew up our barracks while they're supporting the very guy that actually admittedly ran the operation. I mean, you people are, it's total 1984. It's more extreme, Paul, than 1984. The doublethink, the crime stop, and there's so many other points of how this is staged in the poll show. It was Ahmed Dinajid, and people don't know that this guy was really the insider, the Massawi. Please continue, Paul.
Yeah, we were just talking about the fact that an American polling company went into Iran before the election, and according to their studies from an investigation conducted in Farsi, they found that Ahmadinejad was probably going to win by more than a 2-to-1 margin. He won, but with a less than 2-to-1 margin. Now, before the polls had even closed, Mousavi was out in the media saying that he'd won, not only before they'd finished counting the votes, but before the polling had even closed, because it ran over by a few hours, it ran late. So you've got Mousavi claiming he's already won when all the previous polls would say he'd be easily defeated, he'd be trounced.
And let's explain this. The ruling council of experts, they decide who can run, and international groups that look at elections say they're some of the fairest in the world because it's rigged to begin with. They
exactly
allow you to run. So, folks, you got to find out where Iran is on a map. You got to find out about the Islamic Republic system. You got to learn about the ruling council of mullahs. This is staged. This is a tempest in a teapot. Just like they said, where's the missing governor, when they knew the whole time to discredit him. I mean, this is a staged event. Period. Watson, go ahead.
Well, Alex, not only do the most ignorant neocons think that Iranians are Arabs, they think that Ahmadinejad is a dictator, when in fact he is selected, as you just said, by the ruling Guardian Council, as was Mousavi. They selected both candidates, so why would they need to rig an election in which they select both candidates in the first place? So you've got Mousavi saying he's going to win before the polling's even closed. Then you've got these SMS messages, these text messages being sent to Iranians also before the polls have closed, as well as Twitter accounts.
Yeah, stay there. We're going to break the rest of it down and then get other guests on in 5 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.